Hi, boys and girls, it's a joy of mine to be here this morning and to bring you a very simple message from God's Word. Now, I will be here for a couple of weeks. We'll really see how long it can last. Maybe that's maybe a better way to say it. But over this next couple of weeks, boys and girls, I want to be able to look at one particular word. And this word, boys and girls, is a very favourite word of mine. In fact, you know, sometimes I wonder if the older people are forgetting about this word sometimes because it's such a great word for young people. That word is this word here. Saved. Such a simple little word, boys and girls. But that's the word that I want to look at for a few Sundays, and we'll have a wee look to see what the Bible says. And maybe we'll go down the word and we'll take a letter at a time and we'll look at something that you can have if you are saved. If you are a Christian, if you've put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are saved. And we'll have a little look at some of these letters and we'll find some words to describe what you can have if you are saved. But you know, I've brought something along with me this morning. Now, I thought it was going to be real heavy to lift, but it wasn't that bad because it's made of plastic. Okay? I've brought something along, and it's this. Now, there's a plug on it, but I'm not bothered plugging it in. Who can tell me what this is? Right down the middle there. Shout it out. A globe. That's right. This, boys and girls, is the word. Let me give it a wee spin. There it goes. I thought I'd bring that along because, you know this, see, whenever I was a little boy, at Christmas time, you got very different presents to what you've got the year past. I never really have heard this past few years of someone getting an encyclopedia for Christmas. See, whenever I was a wee boy, you used to get an encyclopedia. And that's a big book full of facts and full of things that you could read. And there was plenty of pictures of things and you found out about this, that and the other. And you know, if I looked in my big encyclopedia, there was one in particular I really loved. 365 things you didn't know. Now I looked in it and I found out something about this world, this globe. Did you know, boys and girls, that 70% of this world is made of water? I didn't know that. I would have thought 50-50. 70%, boys and girls, of this globe is made of water. Now, how many people live in this world? Well, according to the book last year, there was 6.6 billion people. Imagine, 6.6. I don't know who counted it. It must have took them ages counting up all that big number. 6.6 billion people live on this planet. I find that amazing. Did you know, boys and girls, that if I was to go right round it, see the equator there? If I was to go right round once, I would have travelled almost 25,000 miles. Boys, that's big. That is huge. This is a marvellous thing that God has created. Did you know, boys and girls, it's 93 million miles from the sun? Well, I think in Northern Ireland we're 93.5 million miles from the sun sometimes. But listen, not a mile more, not a mile less. We are 93 million miles from the sun. This is a great book that I have, isn't it? It's fantastic. I love the wee book. Now, here's one that you didn't know. Did you know that if you were to stand on the equator here, you would be spinning in space 1,038 miles per hour? Now, I'm looking at the boys' and girls' faces, and they hadn't a clue about that one. Maybe they would have got the 70% water. 1,038 miles per hour you're spinning through space. Isn't the world that God created a wonderful, wonderful thing? Now here's one you really didn't know. Do you know how much it weighs? I'd love to see the scale that weighed this thing. Do you know how much they've calculated that this world weighs? It weighs 6 quadrillion kilograms. Well, for the mommies and daddies, that's 6 million tons. But you know, boys and girls, I love facts like that. But you know what I'm going to tell you? What does the Bible say about this great world? What does the Bible tell us, boys and girls, about this world that spins so fast, that weighs so much, that has 6.6 billion people on it? What does the Bible tell us about the world? Well, this is what the Bible tells us, boys and girls, in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Are you listening? It tells us, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Boys and girls, mommies and daddies, for this such a great, wonderful planet that we live on, there's something wrong. And that thing that is wrong is sin. And you know what? Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into this world. All the way back, boys and girls, in the Garden of Eden, do you remember how that God commanded of every tree in the garden they could eat, except for one? And yet, boys and girls, the devil came along in the form of a serpent, and I call him the master of deception. And you know what, boys and girls? He deceived Eve and Adam. He said, "Has God said, thou shalt surely die?" He began to put doubt in their mind, and as they looked at the fruit of the tree, they saw that it was good, and they ate, and immediately they had disobeyed God. Boys and girls, they knew that they had done wrong, and they hid themselves. Because of that one act, boys and girls, sin entered into this world. But you know, something very special in the garden happened. And this is what very special thing happened. God promised right from that very time that one would come and defeat Satan. Do you know what, young people? There was a Savior promised away back in the Garden of Eden. And that Savior came into this world. And do you remember at Christmas time? We remember that verse. For unto you is born this day in the city of David. Do you remember the verse from Christmas times? A Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Boys and girls, mommies and daddies, the problem that this great planet has is sin. And the Lord Jesus came into the world as Savior. And he came to seek, and he came to save that which was lost. We are lost this morning in our sin, and the Lord Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. Do you know, boys and girls, I wonder this morning, have you got a Savior? I wonder this morning, have you put your trust in the Lord Jesus? What do we get whenever we become a Christian? That was the question I wanted to answer this morning. What do we get, boys and girls, if we are saved? Well, we get
a Saviour. The first thing we get whenever we are saved, we are able to hold and claim the Lord Jesus as our own and personal Saviour. Boys and girls, are you saved this morning? Mummies and daddies, grandparents, very simply this morning, can you say, yes, I have a Saviour? The problem with the world is sin, and our problem this morning is sin. We can have a Saviour. Do you know, boys and girls, next week we're going to take the next letter. And I wonder, do you know, I've really had to battle hard to figure out what the A word is, but I'm not going to tell you. Next week, I'm going to tell you. Now, if you want to come up to me afterwards and take a wee guess, that's fine. But I'm not going to tell you till next week. So will you remember that story, boys and girls? Will you remember how the world and all the interesting facts that we can have, yet the problem is sin, but the solution is a